Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, we'll try that one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, this is a special Sunday in our Easter worship, and either we're all running out of energy or the rain has just about done us all in. But this is our second Sunday in Easter, and this Sunday is known as Holy Humor Sunday. So we welcome everyone that's here for us to have fun. We may kind of come up a little bit closer here so we get towards the end of our service. We also welcome everyone that'll be worshiping with us later on through our worship service. Just to give you a little bit of history on the Holy Humor Sunday, it has its roots in the historical church, which might seem a little bit odd to us because we kind of wonder, well, where's it been all these years? But for centuries, in the Catholic, the Orthodox, and Protestant countries, Easter morning and Bright Sunday, the Sunday after Easter, which is today, were observed by the faithful as days of joy and laughter. So this whole week was a time that they celebrated in joy and laughter. And they celebrated with parties and picnics and actually with practical jokes on one another to celebrate Jesus' resurrection. And in some of your more rural farming communities over in Europe, they still celebrate this Sunday, and the kids will actually go around and they will go from door to door to the different farms, and they'll knock on the door, and when the people come to the door, they'll tell them a joke, and then they get squirted with water. So, you know, water is always been kind of a part of this. So I think it's nice when Easter comes late in the year. Parishioners and pastors would play practical jokes on one another as well. They would drench each other with water, and they sang and they danced. It was a time for clergy and people to tell jokes and to have fun. The custom of Easter Monday and Bright Sunday celebrations were rooted in the musings of early church theologians like Augustine, or Augustine, as a lot of people will say, Gregory of Nyssa, and John Chrysostom. And those are very big names, very important. Theologians in the history of the historical church. And again, they were in the musings of them that God played a practical joke on the devil by raising Jesus from the dead. Easter was God's supreme joke played on death. Risus Paschalis, the Easter laugh, the early theologians called it. Surely you have heard of laugh therapy, or that laughter is the best medicine or the best therapy. It's true. When we laugh, we release the body's natural healing enzymes called endorphins. Singers get that, so this is another good reason to join the choir. Singers get that kind of release when they sing, and runners and bikers also get that running high from endorphins as well. So that's one reason why Mick is always in such a good sense of humor. And you get endorphins from hugs. Another good reason for us to hug one another for the peace of Christ as we leave church each day. From listening to music, so even when you're listening to the choir, and of course, from chocolate. Humor is one of God's great gifts. It is one of the ways that God grants us healing. So today, as we would put into our cell phones, if we were texting one another, LOL, which means laugh out loud for us today. A few announcements very quickly. Today, this afternoon at 3 o'clock, I'll be leading the worship service out at the Monroe County Care Home, and I'm going to take some of our balloons and things out there and share Holy Humor Sunday with them. And next Sunday is Mother's Day, and we will be having communion on that Sunday. And May 10th is our session meeting. There's also some other announcements in here as we're looking forward into the rest of May and June, so I invite you to look over those. But one of the special ones I'll point out, so you can get it on your calendar, is Super Saturday Kids, May 21st, 11 to noon. So get that on there. And then, of course, June 5th, first Sunday in June, is going to be our church worship and picnic out at Rubel Park. So those are big ones, as well as Pentecost and Wear Red. Are there any other announcements at this time? Any? Well, we have yet another gift from Cheyenne. I'm telling you, her music teacher has to be so proud of her that she's doing all this practicing, and of course we know her mother is very, very proud of her, as we are as well. So Cheyenne, bless us this morning with your gifts from God. No, we're not. Bob says we're on page 3. No, we're not. We're on page 1. Welcome. Seriously, frowning is hard work. It takes 43 muscles to frown, but only 17 muscles to smile. Smile. You are loved by God. Let the joy begin. Hear these words from Proverbs. A cheerful heart is good medicine. And these words from John 15. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. Please rise for our call to laughter. This is a time to rejoice. What better time than now? This is the day to laugh. What did the cabbage pastor say to the people?
Let us pray.
How many choir directors does it take to change a light bulb?
No one knows
because no one ever watches the director. Oh, no reaction from Meg. How many Presbyterians does it take to change a light bulb?
There isn't anything about change
in the Westminster Confessions. And what's the greatest joke ever played? The one God played on death on Easter morning. Let us pray. God, grant us a sense of humor, O God. Grant us the grace to see a joke, to get some humor out of life, and pass it on to other folk. And our opening hymn, This Is the Day. We'll sing it through twice. Possible for everyone to attend church next Sunday. We are going to have a special No Excuses Sunday, so make sure you pass on these bulletins or pass on the CD today. These are some of the adjustments we will be making. Cots will be placed in the foyer for those who say, Sunday is my only day to sleep in. We will be removing the back two rows of pews to make rooms for rockers and recliners for those who feel the pews are too uncomfortable. We will have steel helmets for those who say the roof would cave in if I ever came to church. Relatives and friends will be in attendance for those who can't go to church and cook dinner at the same time. A doctor and a nurse will be in attendance for those who plan to be sick next Sunday. And the sanctuary will be decorated with both Christmas poinsettias and Easter lilies for those who have never seen the church without either one. And lastly, we will be setting up a putting green if the weather is really, really nice for the golfers to be able to play inside in church. Hopefully those adjustments will all work. So we'll see everyone here next Sunday. Hear our call to reconciliation. None of us likes to look foolish, but which is sillier? Chasing after the world and all its gaudy trinkets which flatter our egos, or being a fool for Christ? Imitating him in service to others, offering ourselves in love and joy to the world. Let us admit to God the foolish choices we make each and every day as we pray together, saying, You know better than we do, amused God, what important people we believe we are. Believing we have to be serious all the time, we miss out on the joy of your creation. Choosing to feast on the pain of the world, we skip the picnic offered in your kingdom here on earth. Clinging to despair, which is our best friend, we ignore Jesus, who can bring us home to your heart. Forgive us, heart of joy, and open our hearts to the startling and upside-down ways in which you work. Fill us with Easter's laughter. Fill us with your healing joy. Fill us with the love poured into us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And now let us pray in silent our own personal confessions. Amen. The Gospels tell us over and over again of the joy which comes to us through Christ. When Jesus was around, lives were changed. The sick were healed. The sorrowful began to laugh with joy. The good news is that this joy is now given to each one of us. Through the Holy Spirit, we are gifted with joy. We are set forth to bring good news to the oppressed, to bring healing to the broken, to anoint everyone with the oil of gladness. Thanks be to God, we are forgiven. Amen. All right. How about if we, for everyone, stand up. And we are going to now sing in response, Praise Ye the Lord, but let's do it this way. The congregation will be the lectern side, and all of us up here will be the pulpit side. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay.
Praise Ye the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
ye the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise
ye the Lord.
All right, I had a piece of paper up here. Did it go down there? I never know what Bob Owens is in.
Never touched it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oops, I just turned on my microphone. Okay, he didn't touch it. You gotta watch him though, I'm telling you. You never know.
I wore gloves anyways.
I wore gloves. All right, are we ready? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Rita.
Rita who?
Read a Bible if you want to hear the good news. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Luke.
Luke.
Look all around you at the smiles on your neighbors' faces. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gladys.
Gladys who?
Glad it's Sunday, aren't you? Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Oliver.
Oliver who?
All of our joys come from the Lord. And here's another joke. Since we have Travis in the house, this is for a little boy. And it's fitting that it's probably about taxes, since tax season is now over. Politicians and children and religion all rolled into one. A little boy wanted $100 very badly and prayed for weeks, but he did not get the money. Then he decided to write God a letter asking for the $100. When the U.S. Postal Service received a letter addressed, God, USA, they decided to send it to the president. The president was so amused that he instructed his secretary to send the little boy a $5 bill, thinking this gift would appear to be a lot of money to a little boy. The little boy was delighted with the $5 bill and sat down to write a thank you note to God, which read, "Dear God, thank you very much for sending the money. However, I noticed that for some reason, you sent it through Washington, D.C., and those guys deducted $95 in taxes." And here is, we'll do that one later. Okay, where are we here now? Oh, we need to sing again. Now, this is to the tune of "God Bless Ye Merry Gentlemen." And we all know that tune, right? We can do this.
Are you playing or are we singing a cappella?
I could, but okay. I missed it in there.
Okay.
Just give me a moment, I can find it if you like.
Yeah, give me a minute.
Well, actually, it might be "God Bless Ye Merry Gentlemen."
I missed it.
Father O'Malley answers the phone. "Hello, is this Father O'Malley?" "It is." "This is the IRS. Can you help us?" "I can." "Do you know a Ted Houlihan?" "Sorry, Ted Houlihan, wherever you might be." "I do." "Is he a member of your congregation?" "He is." "Did he donate $10,000 to the church? Wouldn't that be lovely?" And Father O'Malley replies, "He will be." Are we ready, Luann?
Yeah, is that three verses?
Yes. Invite you to turn to page 601 in the Pew Bible, 601, for Psalm 16. It starts in the very bottom corner on the right-hand page. And how about if the choir joins with me in reading the odd number verses, and the congregation can read the even, and we'll read the last one together. We ready, choir? Protect me, O God. I trust in you for safety. How excellent are the Lord's faithful people. My greatest pleasure is to be with them.
Let those who rush to under cross bring many troubles on themselves. I will not take part in their sacrifices. I will not worship their gods.
You, Lord, are all I have, and you give me all I need. My future is in your hands. I praise the Lord because he guides me, and in the night my conscience warns me.
I am always aware of the Lord's presence. He is near, and nothing can shake me.
And so I am thankful and glad, and I feel completely secure. You will show me the path that leads to life. Your presence fills me with joy and brings me pleasure forever. And this is not in your bulletin either, but John 20, verses 19 through 31 on page 154. 154 in the New Testament, if you want to follow along. John 20, beginning at verse 19. It was late that Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his sides. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands and put my fingers on those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Then reach out your hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Do you believe because you have seen me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me." In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles, which are not written down in this book. But these have been written in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through your faith in him, you may have life. These are the words of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, first, I talked about John Chrysostom. And I think this is amazing. Bob, I'm probably going to have you time this, all right? This is probably has to be one of the shortest, most magnificent sermons coming out of 400, out of the year 400. John Chrysostom was born in 347 and died in 407. And this was his Easter sermon. And are there any who are devout lovers of God? Let them enjoy this bright festival. Are there any who are grateful servants? Let them rejoice and enter into the joy of their Lord. Are there any weary from fasting? Let them now receive their due. If any have toiled from the first hour, let them receive their reward. If any have come after the third hour, let them with gratitude join the feast. Those who arrived after the sixth hour, let them not doubt, for they shall not be shortchanged. Those who have tarried until the ninth hour, let them not hesitate, but let them come too. And those who arrived only after the 11th hour, let them not be afraid by reason of their delay. For the Lord is gracious and receives the last, even as the first. The Lord gives rest to those who come at the 11th hour, even as to those who toiled from the beginning. To the one and all, the Lord gives generously. The Lord accepts the offering of every work. The Lord honors every deed and commends their intentions. Let us all enter into the joy of the Lord. First and last alike, receive your reward. Rich and poor, rejoice together. Conscientious and lazy, celebrate the day. You who have kept the fast and you who have not, rejoice this day, for the table is bountifully spread. Feast royal, for the calf is fatted. Let no one go away hungry. Partake all of the banner of faith. Enjoy the bounty of the Lord's goodness. Let no one grieve from being poor, for the universal reign has been revealed. Let no one lament. Let no one lament persistent failings, for forgiveness has risen from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the death of our Savior has set us free. The Lord has destroyed death by enduring it. The Lord vanquished hell when he descended into it. The Lord put hell in turmoil, even as it tasted his flesh. Isaiah foretold this when he said, "You, O hell, were placed in turmoil when he encountered you below." Hell was in turmoil having been eclipsed. Hell was in turmoil having been mocked. Hell was in turmoil having been destroyed. Hell was in turmoil having been abolished. Hell was in turmoil having been made captive. Hell grasped a corpse and met God. Hell seized earth and encountered heaven. Hell took what it saw and was overcome by what it could not see. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are cast down. Christ is risen and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life is set free. Christ is risen and the tomb is emptied of its dead. For Christ, having risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To Christ be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Pretty magnificent sermon. And I think John Chrysostom pretty well sums up the entire message of God coming to us in the flesh of Jesus Christ, that he came for all. Whether we've come and been faithful all our lives, or if we come at that last minute. Or like this disciples this day who followed Jesus for 3 years devoutly as much as they possibly could and then scattered at his death. And here they are, gathered together, huddled together, scared to death, and Jesus comes to them and says, "Peace." And what are we told by the writer? The disciples were filled with joy. Imagine if one of your loved ones that you have lost suddenly appeared to you and said, I love you. Hi. Peace. All is good. Don't worry about a thing. What joy and comfort you would be filled with. And I have to admit, this is the first time I ever noticed that after he spoke with them and yet again said, peace be with you, and gave them that joy, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. They were walking in the Spirit of God already. Now, I have to admit, I almost wasn't going to do the scripture reading today, but I just love Thomas. I think he always gets that bum rap, you know, oh, doubting Thomas, you're a doubting Thomas, and we always point our fingers at someone shamefully, like, ah, you should believe, even though you haven't seen. Thomas, what's the matter with you, devoted disciple? But Thomas really is that analytical, left-brain, logical, won't believe it unless I see it kind of person. Thomas is almost like the scientist in our midst. And we have one in our midst. Amanda's not with us here today. She's at school, but she's in the realm of science. She's going to be dealing with facts and reality. And that's what Thomas needs. Thomas says, you know, I can't just believe this. I know what you're telling me, I know what you've experienced, but that scientist in me, that left brain, that rational person that won't believe it unless I see it, I just can't believe it. And what happens? A week later, they're together again, and Thomas is with them, and yet again, Jesus appears. But Jesus opens his arms, opens his hands wide, and says, Thomas, come here, come touch me, come feel me, come see that I am real. I am here with you. I love you, and peace be with you. And Thomas is so filled with joy that he shouts out, my Lord and my God. They are in a time of great joy and celebration. This is not a sad moment in their lives. And then, with the wisdom of God truly revealed, Jesus says to them, do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who believe without seeing me. That's us. We will never have the opportunity, like the disciples, to ever see Jesus face to face on this earth. Well, I say never, but who knows, really, when you come right down to it. We never know when Christ will come again. But that is such comforting for us that we can rest in that peace. We have received that Holy Spirit, and blessed are we who believe, even though we haven't seen. In the movie Polar Express, and I may need the kids to help me on this one. In the movie Polar Express, you've seen it, right? Okay. I forget who says it. I don't remember if it's Santa Claus or one of the other kids. Now, somebody says to the little boy with the bell, they say, seeing is believing, and believing is seeing. Is that Santa Claus when he hands him the bell? All right, when Santa Claus hands him the bell, he says, seeing the bell, seeing Christ is believing. But believing in your heart, in your being, will allow you to see. God's world is rejoicing all around us. The butterflies are out. New birds are starting to leave their nests and fly. The joy of all creation is around us. Christ is with us now in the Holy Spirit and will be breathed upon all people on the day of Pentecost. We celebrate this day in joy, and we celebrate this day in thanksgiving. Praise be to God. We live a blessed people. Amen. Let's sing. Choir again. I hope you enjoy them. Here are a few jokes for the choir as well, or just a few hymn selections. If we were to sing a hymn for our dentists, we would sing, "Crown Him with Many Crowns." If we were going to sing a hymn for Mick as a contractor, we would sing the hymn, "The Church's One Foundation." And for Bob and Walter, if Walter were here with us this day, and any other golfers that I don't know about among us, if we were going to sing the golfer's hymn, we would sing, "There's a Green Hill Far Away." And if we happened to have an IRS agent in the house, we would sing for that person, "I Surrender All." And if we were going to sing one for the politicians in our midst, we would sing, "Standing on the Promises." Now is a time when we get to share our prayers together. And let me ask you this one. I have one more joke in here, and then we'll have our prayers. We've been talking a lot about laughter, but there's a question for you. Do you know how to make God laugh? You don't know how to make God laugh?
Make a plan. Yeah.
That's it, exactly. Plan your life. Make a plan. Get all your to-do lists down and then try to do it. God will laugh. All righty. Our beach balls. Who among us has a prayer this day? You do? Oh, come on. What's your prayer for the day? Here. Something you're happy for, somebody you want to pray for. Did the baby come? Wednesday. Should they're going to induce? Our prayers for Savannah, they're going to induce on Wednesday, so we will have a big baby boy. He's being stubborn, huh? All right, that is a wonderful prayer. Who else has a prayer this day? We'll hand the ball to Travis. To play with toys? It's nice to have toys in the world, isn't it? And you know what? The older you get, you'll have even bigger toys, and they'll cost a lot more money, too. Who else has a prayer this day? Well, I'm going to lift up one that I'm here today because my husband has had the desire for probably over a year now to kayak Sunfish Creek. And so yesterday, because it was going to be 72 and sunny, and because we've had rain and the creek was still going to be relatively up, we kayaked Sunfish Creek. And we put in, if any of you know where, Barb Meeks. Do you know where Barb Meeks? That bridge on 26, right? That's where we put in at 11:30.
The Bolt.
What?
They call that the Bolt.
B-O-L-T. It's called the Bolt?
Bolt.
Well, yeah. We put in at the Bolt. That's where we put in at 11:30. Do you want to guess what time we took our kayaks and out of the water and put out down in Clarington? No, it was before dark.
6.
You're close. 6:30 in the afternoon, we took our boats out of the water in Clarington. We have some sunburns, but we made it, Frank and Adam and myself. getting stuck on rocks, going through some areas that were actually just a blast because they were like little rapids. And I have to share this with you because it was just the most amazing thing. At one point, we looked up and we saw a heron or crane go flying by. And then we realized there was another one, and then another one, and then we realized we had come across a bunch of nests. And there were two trees next to one another, and there must have been five or six nests in each one of these trees. And so we probably saw about 10 cranes just flying around right there.
Yeah,
and
you,
the blue herons, that's it, the herons. And it was just, it was magnificent. And to see these nests that just looked like if a big wind came up, they would just blow away. And that was just such an amazing thing. But I think what happened was we rode through the pain because at least today I'm not sore. I'm a little scared about tomorrow. But we made it. So if anybody knows exactly how many miles long Sunfish Creek is from the Bolt down to Clarington, I'd love to know if we like...
It's probably not as long as you think.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it felt like 30 miles.
As the crow flies, probably about 3 miles.
Yes, as the heron flies. But it was, and actually the nest was closer up. We kept trying to figure out where we were halfway. And the nest was probably more up this way than it was closer to the river. But
and, you got as far as did you go through the tubes that the guy built the bridge or did you have to go
off? Actually, you know what? Adam and Frank pulled over because we were going to pull out and walk over, you know, around that bridge. And as I'm getting closer, Frank's like, go, you can make it, you can make it, go. And I'm like, underneath? I said, sitting up, lying down. He's like, you can make it, you can, he's like, just lie down. So as, okay, well, my kayak hit.
Was your life insurance paid?
Yeah, but he hasn't increased it, oh, you know, exponentially yet. Okay, so my kayak slams into the corner and then juts me inside, and I just grabbed the sides and slid down in the kayak, and then I'm like looking at the cement as I'm going under, and then as soon as I got out, I like pushed myself back up into my seat, grabbed my oar, and then there was another little set of rapids, and you had to pay attention to the flow of the river, so you didn't have much of the time to go, whew, I can't believe. And so, I don't know, about a mile back on down the road or on down the river or half mile or something, I finally looked around and saw Frank and Adam with me. But so that was the highlight of Adam's day. Going, yes, we went. So we did. We went under that little bridge. So like I said, be thankful I'm here. It was nuts. It was fun, though. But anyway, I'm sorry. I just had to share. It was fun. Are there any other prayers? Yes. Hold on. Oh, yes. Last night was prom night. Oh, yeah. And she's here. That's wonderful. I'm impressed. You know what? It is a blessing and a gift, everyone. No accidents. Everyone was safe at prom. Any others?
Yeah.
Yes.
And Courtney has a broken leg.
Yes.
And my mother has a leg infection. So we're all sort of like me, trying to leg stuff.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, prayers for these people.
Prayers, absolutely. Yes. Yes. All of our family members, loved ones, and when I say family, I mean our church family, that are at the care center, and Courtney with her broken leg. 3-year-old Courtney, you know who Courtney is, don't you? Comes with Carol. She has a broken leg, so we'll pray for her. It's her mother. We'll pray for her mother as well. Her mother is Betsy.
She's
yeah. And all the tornado victims. I know Frank and I were talking about when we'll be able to start mission work or something to go down there. So, because the damage down there is unbelievable. Any other prayers? Wow. Ann Taylor, that's your mother's sister. Bob's mother's sister passed away, so his mother is now the last of 10 siblings living. So we'll keep their family in prayer, and your mother. That has to be difficult, especially one out of 10. Any other prayers? Let's prepare our hearts for prayer. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for this day when we celebrate you with our laughter and our joy. But we realize that as we are gathered here this day and can have fun and relax and celebrate this world, that there are many, some who are close to us that are having a hard time right now and struggling, whether it's financially or physically or emotionally, whether it's because of separation from their loved ones or because they just can't be home where they'd really like to be. We ask you, O Lord, to bless them and uphold them and keep them. And as we remember the devastation that has happened around the world, here in our own homeland, down in Alabama and other places that we've tended to forget about, that are still trying to clean up and repair and rebuild and get their lives back on track. Continue to give them strength, O Lord, and courage and love to support one another through these difficult times. And throughout the world, we still continue for a long, long time to hold those in Japan in our prayers for their devastation, just like Chernobyl's has been unbelievable and so massive. And we have only begun to realize or understand what the effects of all that will be. But you, O Lord, promise to always be with us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and through your Holy Spirit that comforts us always. So be with the rescue workers and the volunteers who give of their time and their heart to tend to the needs of all who are suffering. And bless our politicians throughout the world in this day, that they might seek a peace and equality and unity for everyone who comes to the table. For you have made us all in your image, O Lord, and we are your people. Hear us now as we pray together the prayer that is in our bulletin. God, help me always to remember and to rejoice, for Jesus is risen indeed. Refresh my body with sound sleep and good eats. Renew my acquaintances and habits of health and hope. Redeemed, know that I am loved forever by the Lord. Review my past lumps and bumps and know I am forgiven. Relate, talk, and listen closely to those around me. Restore unto me a clean heart, O God. Revive my faith through word and sacrament. Refocus on all the great gifts you, O God, have given me. Remember those special people around me. I invite you into a moment of silent reflection and prayer before we have our Lord's Prayer. And now let us pray as Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Three-year-old Reese said his Lord's Prayer this way. Our Father, who does art in heaven, Harold is his name, and one particular four-year-old, and forgive us our trash baskets as we forgive those who put trash in our baskets. And now, our holy humor offering will be received. Our kids can come forward to help us with that. And our Scots offering prayer, we will share together. No, I'll do it now, and then we'll share the other prayer together. In Scotland, there have been many times when collection plates were rarely full. During one of those dry periods, an old Presbyterian minister looked down at the returning offering plate and prayed, Well, Lord, we thank you for the safe return of the plate. Remember, we accept all denominations, $1, $5, $10, $20, and $100. Wow! Our morning offering will now be received. The Lord loves a cheerful giver, or a better translation might be, The Lord loves a hilarious giver. Generous God, may we always give to you freely and gladly and abundantly, out of hearts filled with joy and laughter. Receive all our gifts, time, talent, and money, this holy Sunday, O Lord, and bless them with your abundant love to be shared in mission and ministry throughout the world. You've got number 10, top 10 things you'll never hear at church.
Nothing inspires me and strengthens my commitment
like our annual stewardship campaign. Pastor, oops, nope, that's yours too.
Pastor, we'd like to send you to a preaching seminar in the Bahamas.
Since we're all here, let's start the worship early or end early.
I love it when we sing hymns I've never heard before.
Let's stop those potlucks so we can all lose a little weight this year.
I'd like to volunteer to be the permanent teacher for the youth and adult Sunday school class. I've decided to give our church the $100 a month I used to pay for cable.
Personally, I find evangelizing much more enjoyable than golf.
Pastor, I was so enthralled with today's sermon that I never noticed it went on for 30 minutes.
And the number one thing you'll never hear at church,
hey,
it's my turn to sit on the front pew. Our closing hymn is Joy to the World. And as we sing that, how about if everybody kind of comes together and I think we'll extinguish the flames. So let us sing Joy to the World. It's number 40 if we need it. Do you have a hymnal? Today, I started smiling too. I passed around the corner and someone saw my grin. When he smiled, I realized I'd passed it on to him. I thought about that smile, then I realized its worth. A single smile just like mine could travel the whole earth. So if you feel a smile begin, don't leave it undetected. Let's start an epidemic quick and get the world infected. Yesterday is the past, tomorrow is the future, but today is a gift. That is why it is called the present. Live now in joy, laughter, peace, and hope. And at this time, I invite everyone to come forward. Come on, gather around. We don't want to catch, well, that one I guess we'll just blow up. All righty. Now.
Go ahead. I can call.
I'll try to catch her calling tomorrow.
Okay.
Is that you?